Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I'll admit it right from the start. Most of this message is for those of you who are receiving calls or assignments tomorrow. But for the rest of you, I would encourage you to listen in, because there will come a point at the end where this message will be for you as well. But tomorrow is an exciting day here on campus. You can already feel it in the air. But there will come another day for those of you who receive calls, those of you who receive assignments as vicar or intern, another day in the not-too-distant future, perhaps an even more important day. That day will be an ordination day, an installation day. On that day, you won't be a part of a group coming up, receiving a document, and going to sit back again. No, on that day, you will be front and center all by yourself. And you will be answering questions out loud. Questions about holding to the scriptures, subscribing to the Lutheran confessions, being faithful to your ministry, adorning your life with holy living. As vicars or intern, you'll be asked whether you will faithfully carry out this training for the pastoral office or the diaconal office. You will be asked questions out of this agenda. But there is a question missing from this agenda that the pastor will be holding and from which he'll ask you those very important questions. That question comes from Jesus himself. You heard it. He asked Peter, "Do you love me?" Now, before you answer that question too quickly, let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back and see how Peter responded to that question. John 21 begins by seven disciples going out fishing. It names five of them: Peter, James, John, Nathanael, and Thomas. And then it says two other disciples. Who are the other disciples? Use your imagination. Imagine for a minute that the two other disciples are you and me. We're the unnamed disciples who are going fishing that morning, that night. But it's a lousy night for fishing. We don't catch anything. Just lose a night's worth of sleep. Then there's somebody on the shore, and he yells out, "Throw your nets on the right side of the boat." And what do we got to lose? Maybe he can see something that we can't. So we do what he says, and bingo, there is a catch of fish that is so large we can't even haul it into the boats. At that, John recognizes who it is. That's Jesus. It's the Lord. And Peter, impulsive Peter, he puts on an outer garment, he jumps into the water, he splashes and wades and runs, and he gets to Jesus, leaving us to haul that catch of fish to the shore. When we get there, Jesus has a campfire waiting for us. It's breakfast on the beach. We get to eat with Jesus. What joy. What joy. When the breakfast is over, we're getting ready to go clean some fish when all of a sudden there's silence. And And we see Jesus looking right at Peter. And it gets a little uncomfortable, this moment of quiet. Begin to hold our breaths. And then Jesus asks Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Now, we're thinking, well, of course he does. On Easter morning, which of the disciples ran out of that room after the women came to get to the tomb as quick as he could? Who just jumped out of the boat to get to the shore to be with Jesus? Of course Peter loves Jesus. But Peter's memories are not so positive. You see, there's another night that Peter remembers, a night of betrayal and denial, a night in which Peter is so confident, so impulsive, so boastful, "Lord, even if all of these will fall away, I will never fall away." And then just a few hours later, servant girl asks him, "Are you not one of his disciples also?" And the answer is not one of love, but denial. "I am not." That's the memory that haunts Peter as Jesus asks him that question, "Do you love me?" And when he answers, we don't hear the impulsive, boastful, confident Peter. No, we hear a different Peter. Perhaps a man that's been broken. A humility in his voice. "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Do you see what Peter just did? We hear it. He's not claiming for himself. His answer rests on what Jesus knows. "Yes, Lord, you know. You know." He's looking to Jesus. And Jesus says, "Feed my sheep." Well, we think that it's over. Well, that's taken care of. But it's not. Jesus asks him again, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And now our memories are going back to that other night, a night in which Peter is not running to Jesus, but running away from the danger. Someone asks him, "Aren't you one of his disciples?" And he says, "I am not." So what will he answer a second time? And it's the same. "Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my sheep." And now we're waiting. A third time? Yes, a third time. "Simon, do you love me?" And now we're thinking about another campfire. Maybe just a fire where Peter is warming himself, and a relative of the man whose ear Peter cut off in the Garden of Gethsemane says, "You were with him in the garden, weren't you?" And Peter starts cursing and he denies him, "I am not." And the rooster crows, and Peter, tears. And now on the beach around another fire, Jesus asks him, "Do you love me?" And Peter is grieved. We can see in his face, we can see the tears. And his answer, "Lord, you know everything. You know I love you." And then Peter's restored. "Feed my sheep. Follow me." we get to see a man who remembers, who is haunted by memories of a night of denial, and Jesus knows he is risen from the dead. He brings Peter back. He restores him. He sends him. He calls him to follow. It's a morning of restoration. And we are there. We are on the beach. We see. We hear. Jesus knows. He restores us. He calls us back. He feeds us. He sends us. He says, follow me. Now, I don't know how many times Jesus would need to say to me, Glenn, son of George, do you love me? But I do know I've got memories that haunt me. And my answer can only be what Peter said. Lord, you know that I love you. In a few months, you will be front and center. A pastor will open that agenda and he'll ask you questions about scripture and confessions and ministry and holy life. But there is a question that is underneath it, a question that is more basic, a question that is practically assumed, and it's a question from Jesus himself, and he's going to ask you, do you love me? And I don't know what memories you have, but I do know that Jesus knows. He is risen from the dead. He brings us back. He restores us. He sends us. Tomorrow, I will have the privilege of announcing assignments for vicars and a deaconess intern. That's restoration for me. That's sending by Jesus. That's following where he wants me to go. And tomorrow, many of you will find out where he is sending you, where you will follow him. But you don't have to be a pastor or a professor or a vicar or a candidate. See, this question Jesus asks is for everyone. A sales associate, a husband, a wife, a parent, a child, a teacher, a nurse, an administrative assistant. All of us are asked this question. Whatever our vocation, wherever Jesus has called us, he simply says, do you love me? And there is really only one answer. And I'd like us all to say it out loud, just as Peter did to the other disciples. So let me ask you this morning, from Jesus' lips, do you love me? And we say, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Amen.